You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Stone Cold.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to my sexy podcast.
Aren't you all the luckiest people in the world?
Are you not?
Oh, my God, I envy you.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Oprah. Oh, I can't believe it.
That's right. Today's episode is going to feature a low-volumed Oprah at a keynote, as well as my guest today. She's a writer, a comic, a writer, a lover, a sweater. She's sweating a lot in anticipation of being a guest.
Preach.
Put your hands together for Hallie Kiefer. I'll do the put your hands together. I got to get a sound effect ready for that.
I assumed that there was going to be one.
Yeah, you know what? I'm only one girl. I'm only one girl with mostly golfing sound effects.
Standing in front of me.
Oh, there we go. Yeah!
Yeah! Wait, did you say golfing sound effects?
Yeah, I wish that there was a straight up cheer, but I can't find it. Tweet at me if you got a cheering sound effect.
Tweet the deeds.
Hallie, where'd you come from just now?
I came from my house. I was just sweating all day,
yeah, your
sketches.
Glasses are
fogging up. I'm a huge sweater. I'm going to take them off.
Okay, so you were writing sketches for your show, Friends of the People.
Yes.
That is on True TV.
It is on True TV. Please watch it. It's Tuesdays at 10. It just started this week. I don't know when this goes out. But but we're back in the writer's room and we're writing more.
Now, why did you let you be in your wish?
Oh, boy. Real sweaty. Real sweaty time.
That's like it's a silly question, but a real question, because you also are new to writing for television.
Yeah.
What was your path?
I started by becoming a librarian.
I meant spiritually.
I started by
becoming a librarian.
I first awoke. I realized I'd never been awake before when I was becoming a librarian.
Yeah.
And I got a master's in library science from Pratt, and then I never used
Pratt.
It. Shout out to
shout
Pratt.
Shout out to Pratt.
Which was great. Then I started doing improv at UCB, and after that, I started writing sketch, but never really wrote that much sketch, but somehow got hired to an MTV sketch show that never really aired called Hey Girl.
That's right. She got that job done.
And that's pretty much it. Then I got hired to Friends of the People.
That's so good.
Yeah.
What do you think made you move so fast in terms of, because there's a lot of people that take sketch classes that have been writing for a long time that haven't had those breaks. What do you get?
I guess it's just I'm so much funnier than everyone else. No,
that's a good answer.
Okay. Yeah, so that's probably it.
But so it's not that you, okay, because you're like, I didn't write that many sketches. I guess it's just what you were born. You were born with it.
I honestly don't know. I feel like part of it is I do. I've blogged for stuff and like written like humorous essays. Like I've done a bunch of different kinds of writing.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that was helpful. Like it wasn't like I just started doing sketch. But the reality is, I don't know. I guess I just have never. I've always come into it. It's like, well, why shouldn't I get this job? You know what I mean? So like, even if I wasn't ready for something spiritually,
yeah,
I would just submit for it, or you know, come up with something, or write a packet overnight or whatever, because I was like, well, if they don't want it, that's fine.
Yeah,
but why not me, you know?
At 1 o'clock, and so I couldn't figure out how I would be able to manage my schedule, and Mr. Cox said to me, the same professor said you can't draw a straight line with a ruler, he said, I came back from taking this phone call. And he
with
said,
my cock.
Who's that? I said, there's this guy at CBS. He keeps calling me, wants me to interview for a job. And Mr. Cox said, that is why you go to school, fool.
That is why you go to school, fool. So at various points, you're going to get Hallie Kiefer's answer and then also just tag it up with some random anecdote from Oprah. I mean,
right,
how do you not listen to this podcast? It's a twofer.
Wait, is it always Oprah? Oh, boy.
It's not always Oprah. Sometimes it's Ianla. Sometimes it's Dr. Phil. Sometimes it's a random clip from the internet.
There is a horse in this studio. You have failed to mention it until now.
The horse is real. Yeah.
It's also getting castrated while we're talking.
Now, how should you be a woman in this day and age?
Oh, yes.
But what if, okay, what do you think in your life made you funny, though, growing up, that question? I mean, like, I'm asking the questions, I hear people asking me the questions, being like, oh, real original Cosmo. I've been interviewed by Cosmo several times.
Right.
But
Cosmo Kramer.
But my answer to, like, why I think, well, A, like, mustache, Like biracial, any fish out of water thing. What's your fish out of water? Or what do you think?
Super nerd, fat, raised religious, raised like Catholic in a small town. I think it was just a pure misunderstanding of what social cues are. And it took me like a late bloomer where like, I don't know. I just feel like.
So you're watching the world. You're watching like your friends have sex and you're watching all these things that are happening. And you feel on the outside of it.
Yeah. And I just remember being like, oh, I think my understanding of the world was like, oh, some people are pretty and some people like know how to like socially do things and talk to people. And then me, I just don't have those skills. So I'll just never get them, you know, because you're like 12 or whatever, 13.
Yeah.
It didn't occur to me that like, one, you change as you grow up. And then also like, they didn't know what the fuck they were doing. You know what I mean? Like, I just had a terrible haircut and bad skin.
Yeah.
And horrible glasses, like Ben Franklin glasses. I don't know. That's on my mother, really. I look back and I was like, why did you let me look like such shit?
Oh, we'll call her an attacker about that.
Please. And
wait,
I don't think
why
that,
did I look like what?
Like a little fat Ben Franklin. No, I just said like, I just look like I was like Ben Down syndrome. I have no idea. Like, why would you let your adolescent child like go to school?
What if the big reveal is that you do have Down syndrome?
Oh my God. Well, then I've done really well for myself.
You have.
What would Oprah say about that?
I'm glad you asked.
In all of the years of The Oprah Show, that Jim Carrey would be one of our greatest teachers.
I would visualize things coming to me.
Ralph Lauren.
Did you ever visualize?
No, I don't know. Jim Carrey is my greatest teacher,
but
though.
Going back to what you said, everyone's greatest teacher.
Yeah.
What you were saying, I remember also being, it's just so tormenting to be younger because your experience is so little. So you
have nothing.
Think, like, you know, the pangs of like, holy shit, I don't look like Faye Patterson at all. And I can't look like Faye Patterson.
Yeah, it's never going to happen for you. But then you grow into your own beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Your own big, like sweaty woman. Yeah. And you get to embrace it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's about, I do think as a woman in comedy, like being gross and then not having sex until well in my 20s definitely put me on the road doing comedy. Like, there's no question.
Yeah.
And I think, like, you know, like a Tina Fey, a Mindy Kaling, I think if you look at very successful women, all of them, one thing in common, they didn't fucking have sex in high school.
Yeah.
Nobody was fucking them. They look like hot messes.
Yeah.
Everyone had big fat white
Reeboks.
That's a good obs. It's true.
Thanks everyone at Earl Haig for not fucking me.
What my purpose is, how do I know what I'm supposed to do? The only way to know what to do in life is to pay attention.
And not fuck in high school.
Yeah. Guys, if you want to be good at comedy, this is for high schoolers. Don't have sex in high school. Also, if you could swing it, don't have sex in college, because I certainly didn't. And it left me a lot of time to develop my other skills.
Although there is this lady proving us wrong. Please, that's what people say. She definitely had to sex. That's what people say. But I keep cruel. You just have to decide. Do you want to be a pop star or a comic? If you want to be a pop star, have sex.
Yeah.
If you want to be a comic, refrain and feel ugly.
Yeah. Just write in your journal and... think of jokes. My first jokes, like the first jokes I ever tried to write, were in the style of Jim Norton, because I was obsessed with Opie and Anthony when I was in high school. And I remember just like, I would be like writing filthy sex jokes in his style, having never... shut up! Everyone,
You've never had sex and you're doing like, you know when you fucking a bitch from behind and the front?
I'm not even kidding. Like, that's what it was. I want to find them and like read them somewhere.
I do. Let's get into... Hallie's journal.
Oh, I'm trying to think. I can't. Nothing comes to mind. Just all like the most like talk about my vagina and like the most horrific like alienated terms. Just nothing. I don't know exactly what they're all. Just like horrible jokes. Is that a stump you?
Sometimes I just like to stop the whole conversation and see if people are willing to keep on going with me.
Yeah. No, I'm here. I'm in it.
All right. Perfect.
I found a cord and I'm just fondling it. So I'm pretty
content.
I
like to do things with my hands too. When I would walk home from school, I would always hold a leaf and break it up. And I thought, does this mean I'm a murderer?
Yeah. Did it?
The summer of ninth grade, I answered my question. I'm not trying to find nobody. I'm murdering. I know one they kinda see because they are. Believe me. Do you get along with your whole family?
Pretty much.
All right, we'll skip this one then. I'm trying to find a juicy place where you'll start crying.
Oh God, no! Not, I mean, nothing I want to talk about.
But what about any? When do you feel sad?
Oh, all the time.
But about what?
Oh, more like existential things. I have a lot of issues of like, you know, like I'll be like, oh, I'm having a good day. And then I'll get home and be like, what am I doing?
No, I'm not.
What's the point of any of this?
Really?
Yeah, like I'll read something about like how they, like we're destroying the environment, and like how really it's too late to start recycling. You know, it's just like the message now is not like recycle to stop us from destroying the environment. It's like how to survive what's going to happen. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, I literally wrote like a sketch called Fart Detective that's going to air on television that people paid good money and did wardrobe and people acted in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, we're going to be dead anyway. So I have those kinds of
Oh man,
sadnesses.
That's very altruistic of you.
But more like, I don't want to live in that world. I would be immediately killed in the, like after that happens. Like, I can't survive in that kind of fucking place.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, if everything gets crazy, we'll all kill ourselves.
Yeah, also I have asthma and I don't want to live in the world where I have to like, you know, not have my inhaler. Which is what I imagine having when like society
How often
crumbles.
Do you have to use your inhaler?
Like not very often because I'm
Do you have it on you right
hair.
Now?
Yeah, of course.
If I take a hit, will I go crazy?
No.
Nothing will happen?
Nothing will happen. Oh,
I feel...
No. That was spooky.
Yeah. I feel like people with asthma are lying and it actually is like really cool and it makes you feel good. But if you told people, then everyone wants a hit and then you run out of your asthma medicine.
Well, you were wrong in every count of those. I will say what's weird is because I didn't get asthma until an adult, being an adult. And
how'd you get it?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I've always had bad allergies and it just turned into asthma. I also used to smoke. So don't smoke, kids. You will get asthma. But
smoking's for fools.
Smoking's for joking.
Ugh, my wife quit smoking.
My wife. Now, and now when she go around, did they have a drink? Is she going to ask for a cigarette? What do I do?
I don't want that for her.
Slap it out of her hand.
That's what I basically, I mean, like I tried to do.
Divorce every time she has
I
a cigarette.
I basically do with my eyes. And now it's just about like not ruining my beautiful eyes. Ooh, yeah. That's what my eyeballs say to you when you look at me in a
true.
Nice, in a sexual way. Yeah, I just don't like now it's about like, okay, what am I've conveyed. She knows.
Right.
She makes her own decisions.
Right.
I can't. I mean, she's not buying packs. I think if she started buying packs of cigarettes, then I'd have to, like, pack up all my things. Like, a la when you were a little kid and you'd get mad at your parents and be like, I'm leaving! But just pack one suitcase.
Yeah.
I'd pack one suitcase.
I remember packing a Care Bear suitcase and leaving a note. And I don't even think I left the driveway.
You put a Care Bear in the suitcase?
No, I had, like, a Care Bear suitcase. I think I put, like, a graham cracker, like, one shoe, like, a bunch of pencils. I probably put nothing. And then I didn't even leave the yard. I was like, oh, where am I going to go?
I mean, it's just more about the process, like,
yes,
the process
like,
of
fuck you, Mom and Dad.
Of weeping and being angry and packing.
Yeah, like, I'm 5 years old. Also, like, I didn't even know, like, where am I going to go? The school? Like,
nowhere.
I didn't even know anywhere.
Everyone would bring you
was.
Back to your murderer parents.
Right, yeah.
All right, well... you know what that means?
We could talk about cereal.
We're going to talk about cereal,
podcast.
We talked about it before on the podcast. We're going to talk about it again because we can't stand not driving business to another podcast. Cereal is a podcast. It's spelled like S-E-R-I-A-L. It's about a murder. And it's This American Life's production. And it's riveting. And Hallie and I both listened to it. And what were you saying?
It's wonderful. And what's interesting about it is sort of... It almost feels like you're hearing a reporter get seduced by a killer. Like,
yeah.
It's sort of like, if you read it.
She's into Adnan.
She is into him. She's like, I think you're really nice and I enjoy talking to you. It's like, yeah, but he's been in jail for 15 years for murdering someone. So there's like a 50-50 chance that he's going to murder you, you know? He gone murder her.
He's brown. He's Muslim. He's like a Muslim dude that smoked. Like, he's like a cool boy. So, like, I relate to. I feel like I don't want him to be a murderer.
I don't want to be a murderer either. I want it to be done.
Did he get in that car and drive away with a dead body in it? Who knows? You'll have to listen to that podcast. But you'll also have to listen to this podcast where we kind of deconstruct the podcast.
I think that he did it, though.
You do.
I'm
I guess
sorry.
Everybody's starting to
I'm
feel
sorry.
Like you did.
I'm sorry.
In the beginning, well, here's the thing. Let's open up this fake.
I
can
wish
of
you had
beer.
Beers.
I know. Next time we will.
Okay.
For now, take this. Enjoy it. And then just let it slide down your throat. Oh my God, Hallie, your throat! Your throat!
I've got a lot of diseases.
So what we were? Oh, this is what we were going to talk about. Is that? When you're a murderer, you've got to be so charming.
Yeah, ugh. I'm sure there are a lot of murders who aren't charming. We just don't hear about them. But you hear about Ted Bundy. Yeah. Everyone fucking, he would get like marriage proposals in jail after he'd be convicted for not only murdering women, but having sex with their dead bodies. Can you imagine you do that? I mean, you probably could, because you're like good looking, very
those
charming.
People, they should find out the addresses of those people and then throw them in the jail too. I want all the sickos out. All of them.
Yeah. Like, yeah, we're not writing those fucking letters. You know what I mean? Like,
also, if you think about it, the best killers are still out there.
Yeah, we just don't know.
Yeah.
And they died and we might never find them.
Also, I'm trying to segue into this thing that I've been talking about, which is that, like, I've been talking about how, okay, in the face of ISIS, like, how it's like, it sucks to be brown and all that. We did a show together, so, you know, I've been, like, talking about it.
I'll pretend
stage.
I haven't heard this.
No. I don't want to do material, but I do want to talk about just, like, how bad people who are from like, villages in Pakistan, their language of, like, what it takes to carry out an evil plot is much different, and it involves like a sword and a neck, whereas like if you carried around a sword and decapitated someone in America, it'd be like, okay, cool, crazy, you just like decapitated one person and now you're going to the insane asylum,
right?
Forever.
Exactly.
But like bad people in this country like climb, like step on people's, like, you know, people die along the way for their success and they're at the top of companies.
Yeah.
Are you with me on that? Do you really think that the tops of like banks that were responsible for the recession are like have evil hearts?
I think so, because they're either sociopaths in as much as they have no empathy for other people, or they're just so narcissistic that they, even when they have those moments of like, maybe I shouldn't have done all that stuff, like their narcissism is so deep, like they just can't get around it. I agree. I think you have to be, like, especially I was thinking about the BP oil spill, and it's like, you motherfuckers, like, you should all be in jail the rest of your fucking lives. Everyone who's involved with like the housing crisis, you should all be in jail, and like virtually nobody is, and that's just how it is. But if somebody commits a crime, you know, I mean, if you're an individual who commits an individual crime and it's able to be pinned on you, then yeah, you're going to jail. But if you orchestrate a system that
it's
leads
the
to
way sympathy,
widespread destruction, you're not.
Yeah, and along the way, several people kill themselves because of like the money that you've stolen and the lives that you've ruined. So
yeah.
you are a serial killer, but in a different way, and in a way that's removed enough that society can't really doesn't feel good about bringing justice, or doesn't care to bring justice.
Yeah, and it's sort of, it's interesting because I feel like it's like, if this was 200 years ago, that would still be true, but like there just would not be like the technology or like the communication in place to make these organizations so powerful. You know what I mean? Like now people, if you're a rich person in a company, it's not like you're like, oh, I own this town and I am the richest man there and I own a bank or whatever and I can fuck whoever I want. Now it's like I could destroy a country.
Yeah.
I could sell some African country's water rights and destroy it. You know what I mean? Like you can do things that are like super villain level crazy, but we don't, like, most people don't have the power or like the oversight to know that's happening when it's happening. So that's why we're destroying the environment, and that's why we're going to be in
and
a big trouble.
And also why Ebola, like, for poor black people in a village, and I, to be 100%, I mean, like, everybody, I posted this article on my Facebook newsfeed.
Tell me
I usually
more.
Don't. Sometimes, I mean, like, yeah.
I know. It's hard, you know, not to get it. I always want to post things and be like,
there was,
you know,
something about, like, how, it, you know, white people's lives are worth more or something like that.
Uh-huh. And which then we someone, can all agree. Oh,
yeah,
you mean
we can all agree.
Oh, that's bad. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
No. But that, then someone posted this kind of long and thoughtful message being like, well, people care about, like, things that will affect them. And, like, it doesn't affect us directly. If it was, like, a town nearby, then, yeah, like, we'd have to take care of it. But because it's, like, over there, I guess there's just, like, a deep sadness and realizing, like, yeah, I guess, you know, we're taught, you know, this utopian type of moral, like, to adopt this sort of like idea of like, yeah, well, everybody, you know, everybody's lives count, but that's just not the truth.
I also think this is, it's sort of like the part and parcel, I'm sorry I just used that phrase, but it's sort of like
package,
the
parcel, envelope.
It's sort of like that's the positive side of, I'm going to say this, but like a positive side of colonialism. Like, we live in a culture now where like America is required and expected to step in and help.
Yeah.
And they should be, because like we've just fucked over so many people.
Yeah.
But it's sort of like realizing like that is part, like, we're now a global community, so we have responsibilities. Like, before, we wouldn't even know this was happening.
Exactly. Yeah.
If it was 100 years ago, we wouldn't have, those people would be dead. Like, we'd have no idea what was going on.
A white doctor would never have gone there, came back to New York, ridden an Uber, and
gone
to the gutter.
First of all, it would have taken him 3 months to get there.
Believe that.
Spin me a young tune off the rip. That's the man that put me in the shit. If a nigga fuck with him, I put him down quick. Got a verse for anybody who won't talk about it.
I want to talk about Transparent now.
Okay, please do.
Oh my God. I watched everything within 24 hours.
I've only seen the first four episodes.
What?
I know I haven't finished
you
it yet.
You recommended it to me.
Yeah, because I saw the first four episodes.
Oh my God. It's so good, guys. It's so good. It's an Amazon show. It's so good. I would say
every episode's great, but what's in every episode, there is to me at least one scene that's like, oh my God, this is like, it's even better than the rest of this really good. Like when, in the first episode where Jeffrey Tambor tells, or is it the second one? Where whatever he tells his daughter.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, oh, he's such a fucking great actor. Oh, like having that moment is so good.
What's the plot of the show? Explain it to them.
Oh, so basically Jeffrey Tambor is a transgender woman who is coming out as transgender to her family, who has known him, knows her as their father, you know, their entire life, has no idea he's transgendered. You know, he's divorced from their mom. Hello, and it gets real wacky. And so, like, it's three adult kids, and, like, they all have their own reactions, and they also have their own shit going on, which just gets, you know, fascinating.
Everybody has their own kind of sex.
Their own kind of sex.
That's the sex sound effect.
Yeah. And, it's wonderful.
Yeah, and also as a gay one, then it's cool that it's a show. It's cool that it's a show that I know translates to the not gay ones.
Oh yeah,
the kind of gay ones.
I'm into it.
Yeah, it normalizes their. You know, everybody knows what it feels like to be on the outside. Like we were just talking about, it, like being a kid and being like, I don't look like that. But then. And then, it's crazy, even within the gay community. I remember my first girlfriend was like, she was like 10 years older than me, but she was of the mind of like, oh, I just don't know why, like, she was French. From French
I don't know why.
Like, I don't know why, like, you know, these transgender people, like, I don't want to be associated with their struggle. Like, you know, because basically it's like a selfish thing. Of
right,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, let me have my...
Yeah.
Let me be, like, let me ask everyone to be okay with, like, two girls together. It's the same. Also, like, some people come up to you and they're like, oh yeah, two girls is fine, but like a guy and two guys,
right,
together,
yeah,
disgusting. And it's like, it's all the same,
it's all the
shit.
Same
so
goddamn
don't
stuff,
tell me
you
that
idiot.
Yeah,
right, because it's like, oh, I'm glad that you somehow took something that has nothing to do with you and somehow made it about your reaction.
Yeah,
which is like, they don't care, they're not doing it for you or against you, and it's nothing
no.
to do with you. I also want to say, if you're watching Transparent, that I love, what's the brother's name?
Oh, he's good. Jeffrey.
Is it Jeffrey?
No.
Why did you say that?
No, I just don't know.
You said Jeffrey and then smiled coyly because
I don't know the names
like
of anyone on that show.
I just
watched 10 episodes of it, so that's very bad. Remember when you were younger and they'd say, like, read this story and tell me if you comprehend it.
Yeah.
Tell me if you comprehend it.
And you just wouldn't?
I wouldn't have. I can't pass. Listen, this is what I say about my comprehension.
Shut up, everybody.
I mean, let's put the pressure on
to
Oprah
the
for
life
a second.
That you're okay. living right now. You can't get it by listening to other people.
Oh, shit.
What?
There is a wonderful Bible passage that says, be still.
Oh, we have to listen to the Bible.
That I am God.
This.
You can't
We're listening to,
allow.
I'm
the
stealing
voices
Oprah.
Of the world
She's stealing God.
To drown out that which I know is the voice of.
Okay, let's go a little further.
Teaches us all to believe.
Hell yeah.
All right. That wasn't very useful.
No.
Was Oprah really that good?
Who's
the best?
I think Oprah might have been one of the best.
Oh, if you could be anybody, who would you be?
Now I've got Oprah on the brain. Oh,
like,
God.
While you're thinking, just I want to tell everybody that I did have a dream last night that Jennifer Love Hewitt hugged me for a long time.
Oh, that's a very...
I woke up in a great mood.
That's like a sweet...
Like, it was just a hug. That's it.
It was like a sweet 11-year-old boy in the late 90s dream. You know what I mean? Like, before you don't really know what sex is, but you know that you're hugging Jennifer Love Hewitt. You really enjoyed
man.
It. You weren't... You get it, but you don't really get it.
Oh, man. That's all I really. I remember too being like not knowing I was gay, but just being like, I would just love to hug her.
I just want
to
hug her.
Because that was my dream. Like, that was like what I wanted.
Yeah. As an adult woman, when I see a man, I still want to hug him. Like, I want to do other stuff, but like, for sure.
There was a guy that was looking like an average, maybe college aged white dude near Central Park today with a sign that said, best hugs in New York City. Tips appreciated. But would you want to hug that?
No.
Okay.
Because I'd be afraid he would just undo my bra when I was hugging him. I would say I'd like to be either Tina Fey or a dolphin.
Tina Fey or a dolphin?
Yeah.
What about dolphin Tina Fey? Oh, God. I wish my sound effects
were... Oh, boy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Being a dolphin that has Tina Fey. And an unexplained scar. And the best money ever land. And she's not telling anyone what the scar is about.
Yeah.
And that's part of the mystery. That's the problem. I would tell everybody and then they'd be done with me. Before I got one opportunity, I'd try to use it. I met her one time. She was so cool. Did you meet her one time?
No, I've never met her. My friend Emily Altman, who's very funny, she's writing for her new show that's coming out with Ellie Kemper.
Word.
About the cult.
Yeah, called Chicken.
Which sounds fucking great. That's a great premise.
Yes.
Can you give me my jacket? I'm sorry.
And
my nose is running.
At it. That is what I believed about myself. So J.K. Rowling had some of that same...
I mean, are you J.K.? Are you Rowling? Guys, we're approaching the end of the show, and you know what that means. I'm going to be calling my mother. But before I do that, I do want to hear from Haley. What is the different parts about your mother that's like my mother? Like, for instance, what's your mother like? And do you want to be like her? Is it scary to be like her? What's it?
Oh, that's a great question. Those are a lot of great questions. I think I'm very, sick. Very similar to my mother. My mother is a lawyer, and I feel like...
Whoa! Ow. Sex sound effect, just the same as money sound effect.
She's very, very argumentative, and so I am too. So I feel like that part, like, I could
what
never...
What kind of lawyer is she?
Well, right now she just teaches the bar, but
That's called a bartender, Hallie.
Oh, well, my entire life is a lie. Well, oh, boy.
That's a good my entire life is a lie.
This is spooky. I love my mom.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, but you
we
are
can't talk about abortion,
like her.
I'll say that much.
Right now she teaches the bar. Did she ever do crime cases?
Yeah, when she was first starting out, yes.
She got a good story about that?
She's fascinating. She was a nurse and then she became a lawyer and then she didn't work for like 20 years and then went back and now is like the head of a bar at a law school. She has this horrible story when she's first starting out, like one of her first jobs.
Yeah.
She was working, I don't know what you call it, like legal aid or whatever, like working with social services.
Yeah.
So they were pulling these kids out of they were legally, you know, taking away these people's rights to their kids because the kids had got gonorrhea from the grandfather. That was like her first case out of law school. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I know, God. Dude. Can you fucking imagine? Even knowing about that is crazy. And then to actually have to be there for that.
Yo, fuck that grandfather.
Fuck him. He's in hell.
Fuck.
There's no question. He's in
grandfather.
Hell.
Grandfather.
Yeah.
Let me just find. Yep. Hey, grandfather. Everybody hates you, but everybody loves this woman that we're about to call right now. Her name is my mother / Ursula Fry /
Well, your mom's name is Ursula
Swissy
Fry?
Missy. Yeah. My mom's Swiss.
Ursula Fry is the best name I've ever heard.
My middle name's Ursula.
Oh. That was actually going to be my first name. My parents almost named me Ursula.
No.
This is before The Little Mermaid came out. By the grace of
God. Yeah, yeah,
can
yeah.
you imagine a fat little girl being named Ursula?
How do you think I dealt with like people?
Hello.
Hi, Mommy.
Hi, Bina. How are you?
I'm good. I have a really quick question about how The Little Mermaid affected your name. How did you feel after The Little Mermaid came out?
After who came out?
The Little Mermaid. She's
the
gay. No, Mom, The Little Mermaid, I'm saying, because your name is Ursula, and before The Little Mermaid, it was
quite happy. I was quite happy because everybody knew my name after that.
All right. That's seeing the positive.
Even though it was
like the worst bitch,
you know?
Of the world.
Yeah, that's okay.
Mommy, I have Hallie Kiefer here.
Hi,
Hallie. Good, and you?
I'm good. Nice meeting you.
Yeah, nice meeting you too. I Googled you already.
Oh, thanks. Did you find anything terrible about me?
Well, you know, I really like Sabrina to give me the names because sometimes I don't hear very well on the phone. And then I don't know, you know, like I might mispronounce the name whatever, you know.
You nailed it. You're doing great.
You've done that, right, Tina?
Do you have a question for Hallie, Mom, or did you want to talk about your secret past as a sea witch?
I want to talk about living the digital dream.
Ooh, mama. You came prepared today.
I, I turned on the TV two nights ago, and it was in the middle of a documentary about this guy who 8 years ago started in his basement in a camera, posted stuff on YouTube, and then he posted this lip sync to a Star Wars song. Like, it's kind of like four windows on the screen, him singing. And the first day, he got 30,000 hits. The next day, 100,000 hits. Then YouTube featured it on the Canadian homepage, and he got over 1 million views. Can you imagine? He made $50,000 on that thing.
Good Lord.
So are you going to start doing
and that? Yeah, I'm just trying to think. Like, what can I post?
Mom, you should totally post a day. I have followers. We can promote. If you want to, like, start lip singing to things, I swear I think it would take off.
No, I'm just thinking I should take a video of Cootie doing yoga poses, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good side project, but I think you and Dad lip singing would be the best.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. In any case, Bina, he barely finished high school, got kicked out of his home because he was on the computer all the time.
AKA drugs.
At one point, homeless. And now, I didn't know they have this thing. Maybe it was the first time. It was in October. It was called Buffer Festival. Buffer Festival.
And just because they haven't invited me.
Promoted by
yeah,
YouTube.
It's a YouTube award show. Buffer Festival.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, you know, that lip syncing, singing thing that he did, it was nominated for the People's Choice Award for Best Video at that time.
Well, would you rather have him as a son rather than me?
You're not my son, Bina, okay?
Bird!
No, I love having you, okay?
Well, I have an announcement.
Okay.
I've surgically penisized myself.
Oh, come on, Bina, don't be silly, okay?
But, Mom, I really want you to watch the show Transparent. It's on, you have to have Amazon Prime to watch it, but it's worth it.
Okay, send me an email with the thing, what it's called, okay?
Okay.
It's really good.
But also the good news is, for you, I'm not transitioning yet.
Okay, all right. Okay, good news.
All right,
good news, Bina.
Yeah, but you have a trans friend. What's his name?
Who?
You have a trans friend.
I don't know, I can't hear you, Bina.
Mommy, you have a friend. You have a friend that's transgendered.
Oh, what's his name down there? What's his name right now? Sorry.
Mommy.
I know, but, you know, I'm at an age now where I'm thinking about Alzheimer's, honestly. Sometimes
all right.
His name
is Lucas. He's the lead singer of the Clicks.
Yeah.
And he actually sings the intro and extra to this podcast.
Does he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mommy, one last thing that you want to tell our listeners before we leave them, something you maybe want to whisper into their ear?
No, not really. I don't want to say anything else.
Do you still love me?
Yes, I do, Bina. Mommy. Do I have to tell the whole world?
Well, like, are you ashamed
that?
Of that?
Apparently, man.
No, I'm not ashamed.
All right.
I'm not ashamed.
Okay, okay. Mom. Be sexually
love you.
Experimental,
love
and
you
I
both.
Love you.
Bye. Have a good
love
day.
You.
Be
I
good.
Love you.
Talk to you tomorrow, Bina, okay?
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Love you.
Wow, your mom cannot stand you.
She can't.
Do you notice that?
She knows.
She's like, ugh, I have to tell the whole world I love my daughter.
Seriously.
Jesus. Haters gonna play, 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 play. Haters gonna hate, 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 hate.
Baby, we're just gonna shake, 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 shake. Sexy pot. Sexy pot. Hallie, do you have any closing remarks?
Not really. Please watch Friends of the People, because then I will keep getting a paycheck.
Watch Friends of the People.
Also, it's funny. And
it is
funny.
Really funny.
The Lucas Brothers on it. Jermaine Fowler.
We got some stars.
Kevin Burnett, Josh Rabinowitz, Rel Howery, and Jen Bartels. Also, I already told my parents this, but I told them both, if you're transgender and you just haven't transitioned and you're not comfortable, just know if you ever need to. That's totally cool. And my parents are like, is that why you called? I'm like, okay.
Wait, you told your parents, oh, after watching
Transparent? Yeah, yeah. I'm like, hey. Actually,
yeah,
I told them before
that. I would be so excited. Oh, my God, if my father transitioned.
Oh, could you imagine?
I would be stoked. Truly. I mean, like, yeah, there would be, like, because I've gone through them being horrified about the idea of me being gay. What will it mean? And then realizing, oh, it doesn't mean anything. Like, I'm just going to be more comfortable.
You're just going to wear really comfortable pants.
Yeah. Maybe next episode we'll work on trying to get my mother to be comfortable with experimenting cross-dressing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, although I'm pretty sure they share clothes anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Guys, I love you so much. And honestly, every time I make eye contact with you, I feel shy, weak in the knees, and rich.
Quit.
See you next week, baby.
Bye.
Stone cold. Don't you know you are my heartache?
Also, like, I didn't even know, like, where am I going to go? The school?
Oh, fooling around and chasing old mistakes.